The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Healthy baby skin starts from the bottom. Pampers Swaddlers diapers absorb wetness away from the skin better than the leading value brand, with up to 100% leak-proof protection to help keep your baby's skin dry. Don't forget to pair Pampers diapers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes. They clean better and are 5 times stronger than Huggies Natural Care for easy cleanup without fear of tearing, no matter the mess. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. And thank you to our producer. He is in busy New York City. Jack Carty's holding it down for us on the boards. And New York City is in the news for a lot of reasons. The New York Knicks add Mikal Bridges, and they re-sign OG Anunoby. The NBA draft takes place tonight and tomorrow in Brooklyn, New York. And in an hour from now, yeah, we're going to find out who the Hawks and what they do with the number one overall pick. So we got a lot to do here over the next 3 hours. Oh, Jack, you could turn the music back up. There we go. Thank you very much. We got a lot to do over the next 3 hours. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, just ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to everybody who tuned in for the first hour of the show. If you missed it, just hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. It's really that simple. And so as we continue on with the night, you should know this, it's Wednesday. And so in an hour from now, not only will I share with you everything that's worth a damn in the NBA draft, but I'm also going to give you a top six list because that's what I do every Wednesday. And tonight, I don't want to say I want to make fun of anybody, but I just want to bring things into perspective that, yeah, you can select somebody at number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You can go on down the list. There's no guarantee that who you select is going to be a game changer. You can get a star at number 13. You can get a Hall of Famer at number 16. Just because you get a guy at numero uno, it doesn't mean things are going to work out at all. 855-212-4227. So the top six less than an hour from now, I'm going to share with you the top six draft busts that we've had in NBA history. Players that were selected in the draft that did not live up to the hype. They stunk. That top six list is coming next hour. I want to talk to you about some of the players who are coming into the draft, guys who are not named. Bronny James, we got enough time to talk about Bronny James. Got a lot of Frenchmen in this draft. I think this could be the first NBA draft in history that three French players are likely to be selected in the first 10 picks. The NBA has gone international, and it doesn't appear that it's slowing down in any type of capacity, and I think it's good. Give us the best of the best. This is the United States of America, right? It's a melting pot. People come here to earn and make a living. Let them. 855-212-4227. Paul is calling from Nebraska. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Paul, how are you?
JR, I am great, dude. It's great to talk to you. And, man, I'm calling to wax poetic about the NBA draft. What happened to it? When did it fall off so hard? I just missed the days of, like, the 91 NBA draft when it was Larry Johnson, Stacey Augmon. D.C. was there, JR. All these big dogs ready to eat, ready to go, like playing a grown man's game. I want to know your favorite NBA draft of all time. And second part of my draft waxing is, what are your thoughts on the conspiracy theories floating around regarding Bronny going on day two, the first time there's been a day two, JR, just to get those clicks? You got to get those views.
Well, first of all, and thank you, Paul, for calling from Nebraska. I'll answer both of your questions. It's not a conspiracy theory. You pretty much said it. It's business. That's it. That's it. Like, why not drag out the draft into 2 days? Because people are going to sit down and they're going to watch it. That's not a conspiracy theory. That's business. We've seen this take place with the NFL. I mean, the NFL has made the draft an entire spectacle. And rather than the NBA compact both rounds one and two into one night, why not spread it out? It makes all the sense in the world. It's not a conspiracy. That's just good business. Now, so the first part of your question, what do I feel about the draft and what happened to it? Listen, man, the draft is a spectacle. Who cares? I mean, we can talk about Grandmama and Alonzo Mourning, and you can pick out any draft that you want. Pick one. What does it matter? Like, it's nice. I mean, people want to see what the guys are wearing. You know, is LeBron James in his white suit, Carmelo Anthony in his giant suit, and Trae Young wearing shorts, Grady Dick wearing sequins yesterday. Not yesterday, but last year. Bright red sequins on a draft carpet. Like, it's an event, but when the event is over, who cares? You got to show up and actually play basketball. And so I don't care about who goes where in the draft and what happens in the draft. I just want to see the players. And the reality is, a lot of the players, the talent pool has opened up in the NBA over the past 30 years. All right? You can look at the Dream Team and people falling in love with basketball from 92. We can start with Magic and Bird and then go out to Barcelona. We can tell that story. I think a lot of us are familiar with it by now. And so, yeah, we've seen over time not just Drazen Petrovic or Arvydas Sabonis or a Detlef Schrempf. We've seen a Vlade Divac. We've seen players come over in the 90s that have an impact. We've seen a Dikembe Mutombo come over, God bless him, from the Congo. A Georgie Morrison. We've seen players come over from overseas to have impact. We have now seen players come over from overseas, whether they get drafted, a lot of them are. They're not just coming over to be role players, they're stars. Joel Embiid did not start playing basketball until he was a teenager. He's one of the best big men that the NBA has seen. Giannis Antetokounmpo did not play basketball until he was a late teen. He's one of the NBA's top 75 players of all time. Dirk Nowitzki comes over from Germany, wins a championship, goes to a couple of finals, is one of the best forwards of all time. One of my favorite basketball players, Hakeem Olajuwon. Yeah, he came over in the 80s, Nigeria via Houston. He's one of the best centers. It's a beautiful thing, if you ask me, to see so much talent come from overseas. I don't care where anybody comes from. I mean, maybe if I played basketball for a living and I was American, I'd be like, oh, man, this sucks. The talent pool is getting tougher. Well, do better. If you're the best of the best and you deserve to be in the NBA, you will. The vast majority of players are still from the United States of America. Even Canada has gotten in on more of the action Think about a Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and R.J. Barrett. These guys are from Canada, and they're just balling out Jamal Murray. I don't care where anybody comes from. Just be entertaining, okay? And so I get it. For some people, it's not as exciting. You don't have some of the best draft prospects in the NBA coming over from college, coming from teams you've never heard of, from cities that maybe you've never even been to or don't know how to pronounce. I get it. And by the way, he asked about my favorite draft. Just go look at 96. Sharif Abdul-Rahim, Stephon Marbury, Allen Iverson, Ray Allen, Kerry Kittles, Kobe Bryant. I can go on and on. Anyway, not everybody is going to be a household name. How about this? One guy who will get drafted tonight, is he going to be one, two, three? It's Donovan Clingan. And why not? This man just won a national championship at UConn. He is a giant human being. And when I say giant, is he a Victor Wembanyama? Not quite. But Donovan Clingan, in his own right, this man is 7'2". They want him to block shots. He's ambidextrous. Is he going to put the ball up with his left? Is he going to put it up with his right? Is he going to block shots? We're going to find out what he can do in the NBA. A matter of fact, let's take a listen to Donovan Clingan, because he explained that, yeah, I block shots, and yes, I rebound, and yes, I'm 7'2", but I can also shoot the basketball.
My passing, my shooting, you know, just being able to shoot the ball at a high level, I feel like, you know, I didn't, you know, do it as well as I wanted to yesterday. But, you know I could definitely shoot the ball at a high level.
Good for him. See, he's an American. You want to hear from another American? This man is from North Carolina. He ended up playing for the Kentucky Wildcats. His name? Rob Dillingham. And Rob Dillingham, he's not 7'2". He's barely 6 feet tall. Sorry. But as a freshman, he lit it up as a scorer. On the next level in the NBA, he's expected to put up points in bunches. Unlikely right away. But Rob Dillingham is supposed to go out there and get those buckets. And you know what? He spoke to the media and he said, yeah, I'm not 7'2", but I ain't worried about nothing.
That's a lot of 6'2 guards in NBA first. And I'm 19 years old, so me growing up and getting better, I can get better. I have time to get better. So whatever people are saying now, I got time to get better, even if I'm not that good now. So I just look at it as motivation and something to keep me going.
Motivation is something to keep him going. 19 years old? He got two more years to grow. Is he going to be 6'2", 6'3"? Good for him. Must be nice. NBA contracts are just ridiculous. No Americans in the draft. Huh? I just gave you two. How about I give you another one? Let's move on from Kentucky. And let's think about Southern California. Let's go ahead and look at somebody like Isaiah Collier. And by the way, he's here from Atlanta, Georgia. Went to USC. A big-time draft prospect, except for USC sucked. We know about Bronny James. He gets most of the attention. But Isaiah Collier, they were supposed to light it up together at USC. That didn't happen. And so you could say Isaiah Collier, I don't want to say a failed experiment, but the talent is there. The results weren't for USC. And so now that USC is done, Isaiah, what the hell are you going to do next?
For me, it's just staying true to myself, just knowing the abilities that, you know, that I'm capable of. So, I mean, for me, it's just I don't really, like, pay attention to, you know, social media or anything like that. So it's just staying true to myself, proving everything to myself.
What? Did he say not paying attention to social media? He's not old enough to buy a drink. Jack, do you believe that? Do you believe he's not paying attention to social media?
I cannot say I'd buy that. I mean, how do you not look to social media? Everyone our age in my generation looks at social media. I don't know. Maybe he's trying to, like, not look at social media so he doesn't, like, psych himself out. But there's no way he's not going on social media.
I mean, come on. The guy is, like, I think he's a teenager. He's from here in Atlanta, Georgia. He played at USC in Southern California in Los Angeles. He's a celebrity in his own right. He's about to be a bigger celebrity. Good reasons are bad, hopefully good. He's like, I don't look at social media. I don't pay attention. Sure, okay. I bet you he's in the NBA draft room right now, just kind of flipping around through X, looking at IG, maybe laughing through TikToks as he awaits his draft status. Like, come on, man. Stop it. But good luck to Isaiah Collier from Atlanta, Georgia. See, I told you there were Americans in the draft. There's Stephon Castle, who also happens to be a teammate of Donovan Clingens from UConn. There's Americans in the draft. Not everybody is French. Not everybody is Alex Saar, who declined to work out for the Atlanta Hawks. Sorry. Not everybody is another Frenchman. Zachary Risache, who's expected to maybe go as early as number one to the Atlanta Hawks. As a matter of fact, Risache, he's happy. He's expected to be a shooting forward in the NBA, just go out there and get the buckets. He might go number one. And I guess we've heard enough from the Americans. Let's listen to this Frenchman talk about how he just expects to go out there and play D and shoot threes.
I love to do a lot of things on the court, and especially for like the first year in the new league, like a rookie year. That's going to be important to be able like to do whatever coach is going to ask.
They just want him to shoot and play defense. Just do that. Okay, and if you do it here in Atlanta, the fans won't appreciate you, but they will. Yeah. They won't appreciate you really unless you're a star. Sorry. Anyway, that was a Frenchman. Let's listen to a guy from Australia who actually, he played college here in the States. He went to Kansas. Johnny Furphy. And what do we got to hear from Johnny Furphy? He's a giant at 6'9". He's no 7'2" giant. Johnny Furphy was just like, man, I'm happy to get drafted in the NBA, and I'm happy to represent Australia.
Something that all Australian basketballers like dream of is like representing and like taking pride in your country and playing for that, which is cool. And it's cool to see how much like big Australian basketball has gone and international basketball in general. So it's cool to be a part of that.
Oh, good for him. Some famous Australian basketball players who you might know. Ben Simmons. Yeah, if Ben Simmons actually plays basketball. Patty Mills. You know Patty Mills, point guard. San Antonio Spurs bounced around. Don't know where he is now. Doesn't matter. Oh, this is, I don't know. Josh Giddey. He's from Australia. He just got traded to the Chicago Bulls from the Oklahoma City Thunder. And I would tell you, this man is probably the most famous Australian that we've seen in the NBA. Luke Longley, the Chicago Bulls. Good for him. All of them. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You know, we've talked about everybody, well, not everybody, in this draft. Alex Saar, Donovan Clingan, Risache. A lot of Americans, a lot of Frenchmen. But there's one guy that people really care about. He's been talked about more than anybody. He may not even go in the first round. I think you know who it is. But just in case, I'm going to tell you his name on the other side of the break. The phone lines are open, 855-212-4227. Who's the biggest name in the draft? I'll fill you in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
And
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I need you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It appears that we have another trade that is taking place tonight in the NBA. It is not a blockbuster. It is between two teams that are basically trying to, let's just say, make some space. Denny Avdija, who was just drafted. Damn, he's been around for 4 years already. Damn, that's crazy. He was selected in 2020 by the Washington Wizards. He's been traded to the Portland Trailblazers. In exchange, the Washington Wizards get Malcolm Brogdon, who I'm sure is going to ask to be released. Why would they want him? And the Washington Wizards, they pick up pick number 14 in this year's draft from the Blazers, and also a first-round pick in 2029 and 2 second-round picks, and who cares about 2029? Bottom line is the Washington Wizards suck. They're trying to get assets. And the Portland Trailblazers, well, they're still trying to build in and have young pieces and players following the departure last season of Damian Lillard. And so no big deal there. Malcolm Brogdon will pretty much end up somewhere else to ply his trade. And for the Washington Wizards, well, you think about the draft, they're going for it. Okay, I mean, what choice do they have? The Washington Wizards are a basketball team going nowhere. They have the second overall pick. They're just trying to build. 855-212-4227. But the pick that everybody's been talking about, or should I say the prospect that everybody's been talking about, is Bronny James. Yeah, Bronny James. We talked about Isaiah Collier at USC and Bronny James, who also played at USC despite coming back from a cardiac arrest and battling to even play basketball. They didn't know what the deal was with Bronny James. He gets cleared, has 6 starts at USC in 25 games, and he wasn't all that good. 5 points a game, 67% from the free throw line, 36% shooting from the field. It didn't look good for Bronny James. He performed well at the draft combine, but that's it. Like, let's be real. He's getting a look because he's LeBron James' son, and there's nothing wrong with that. Whatever. If LeBron James can hook it up, then God bless him. There hasn't been another player in NBA history that has the resume of LeBron to get his son into the league while he's still playing. Come on now, you can't make this stuff up. And so Bronny James is trying to let everybody know to the best that he can. It's like, listen, I'm not just getting drafted because of my dad. Like, I'm getting drafted on my own merit. At least That's what Bronny James said. Listen.
Honestly, I feel like this is a serious business, and I don't feel like there would be like a thought of I'm just drafting this kid just because of I'm gonna get his dad. Like I don't think a GM would really allow that. So yeah, I've never really thought about like I think I've put in the work and I'd get drafted because of the person, not only the player, but the person that I am.
Bronny James, he's not stupid. I know he's young, but he's not stupid. You think a GM wouldn't be sneaky enough to say, and maybe stupid may not be the word, because let's be real, the team that's probably going to draft them is the Lakers. Come on. The Lakers pick at number 17. They pick again at spot number 55. Why? Somebody give me a reason. Why? Why would any team select Bronny James outside of trying to pacify LeBron? Why? And that's not to say that he won't be a good NBA prospect or good NBA player at some point, but given what he is right now and what he just experienced at college and his unfortunate health scare, what basketball reason would you have to bring him on? Just his combine? Is that worth it enough? And here's the other element of it. There's drama associated because his dad is LeBron. Bronny James is going to get steered to wherever the hell they want him to go. The Lakers. Like, am I living on another planet? And if it's not the Lakers, it's the Suns, because those are the only two teams that he worked out for. Come on. I get it. LeBron James has been able to utilize and manipulate the media for a good amount of time, especially as he's gotten up there in his career, post-Miami. He's been able to do and say what he wants, and he's LeBron James. He's smart enough to do so. Good for him. But I guess Bronny has learned along the way. I don't think a GM would draft me just to basically get my dad or pacify him. Okay. Bronny James did continue on. Bronny James updated us on his health and what he's looking forward to, where he's been. Listen to Bronny.
I always try to get better every game. It was just a matter of putting in the extra work after. Felt like really got me ready for, you know, what was to come.
And then, as you know, there was the next hurdle. The NBA does their own deal. What was your anticipation like getting the word from the NBA that they were going to clear you to participate here and potentially in the NBA?
I mean, I was working all summer. I earned the right to be cleared. I mean, you see it in this combine, I feel like I proved myself to, you know, be worthy of being that NBA caliber player.
You know, the question, of course, is he one? Is he two? Is he just an overall playmaker, a guard? How would you describe your game?
I can play any of that. I play the one or two. I play on ball, off ball. Really doesn't matter to me. I feel like I'm very flexible as a player.
You knew there would always be eyes on you because of what you went through. You come to the combine. How have you handled, even before your health scare and then after, all the attention and all the expectations?
You know, just taking time myself has been a really, really big part of why I, you know, get up every day and stay motivated to keep working. Also, just having that supportive system behind you. My siblings, my parents, my friends really helped me get through the hardest times.
Obviously, you have choices here. Why is the draft at this point in your life and career the right decision for you?
You know, I'm just trying to prove myself, you know, get evaluated from scouts. I just feel happy where I am, and that's where I want to be.
There's obviously a chance. You never know. But how much would you want to, at some point, whether it's next year or the year after, play with your father?
It would be good to play with my father. That's not my main goal right now. My main goal is to, you know, get to the league myself. That's not what I'm thinking about right now. It's just right. Thinking about getting.
He thinks that he's here. He's around. He wants to make merit, not off of his father. In due time, man, in due time. You got to the dance because of your dad. Good. Let's see what you do when you actually get there, because daddy can get you into the league. It doesn't mean daddy is going to keep you around. I wish Bronny James nothing but the best. I got no problem with LeBron giving his son a boost into the NBA. his son is going to have to do the rest of the work. And I think he's aware of that, and I don't think anybody is stupid. I think Bronny knows that as well. That's the biggest story in the draft. I think that's even bigger than what the hell is going to take place with a Donovan Clingan. It's kind of wild. I've talked about this for years, and it may come to fruition. It may not. It's going to be crazy. We've seen this with the Griffies on the field at the same damn time. It was ridiculous to see it. We have never seen an NBA basketball player on the court with his son, let alone someone who's passed Kareem in all-time points and is one of the greatest players ever out there on the court with his son. That is going to be a bigger sight than Bronny getting drafted today, tomorrow, never. It's going to happen at some point. It's just a matter of when. Is it going to be on the Lakers? I think we all believe so. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. At the top of the hour, I'm going to give you a top six list. We're going to take a look at some of the NBA's biggest draft busts of all time. When we come back from break, I'm going to talk to you about some other rumors going on in the NBA involving Paul George, Bam Adebayo. But then also, speaking of rumors, there have been some wild rumors the past couple of days when it comes down to Jim Schlossnagel, the coach and manager of Texas A&M, as he has moved on to Texas. A lot of rumors, dirty ones on how he did it, and how he did it was dirty as well. I'll explain. The JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Are you stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. The NBA draft is about 20 minutes from the start, which means it's realistically, I don't know, 25 minutes from the start, because they always lie to us on television. They'll have the fancy open. Adam Silver will come out with remarks. He'll likely say something like, "Yeah, you know, Atlanta Hawks are on the clock." And at that point, 3 minutes after that, the Atlanta Hawks will step onto the stage and disappoint us all. Or at least disappoint Atlanta Hawk fans, because Atlanta Hawks didn't anticipate having this pick. Alex Saar, who's supposed to be the number one prospect in this draft, didn't even want to work out for the Atlanta Hawks. And so in another, you know, 25, 30 minutes or so, we will know who has gone number one overall. And we'll keep you up to date on that right here on the Infinity Sports Network. Outside of that, 20 minutes from now, I'm going to give you a top six list, because that's what I do every Wednesday. We're going to take a look at some of the worst draft picks that we've ever seen in NBA history. This is a list that some of these future draftees do not want to be on. It's going to suck for them. Anyway, right before we went to break and before I go to the top six list, I told you that we've had some movement here in the NBA over the past several 24 hours, right? The New York Knicks making a trade for Mikal Bridges. We found out about more than an hour ago that the Knicks have signed OG Anunoby. They're going to re-sign him to a five-year contract, $212 million. The Washington Wizards, they already select at number two in the draft. They decide to trade away Denny Avdija. I guess they want to free up some space for a potential forward. Wink, wink. They bring on Malcolm Brogdon. They also trade down in the draft. They get the 14th overall pick. So Washington stinks. Trailblazers are trying to rebuild post Damian Lillard. And speaking of rebuilding, there's a team in Los Angeles right now. I don't know what they're doing. And it's not the Los Angeles Lakers. I know what they're doing. They've added J.J. Redick as their head coach. They're likely to re-sign LeBron James. I would say tomorrow they're likely to draft LeBron James Jr. But there's another team in L.A. They got to figure things out. I'm talking about the Clippers. If they know one thing for certain, the Los Angeles Clippers are going to be moving into a new arena that they call their own home. They don't have to share it with the Lakers. The Intuit Dome. Their owner is real excited, Steve Ballmer, to tell you about all the extra toilets that they have in the arena. More importantly, who the hell is going to be on the court? Kawhi Leonard is under contract, but Kawhi is never healthy. Russell Westbrook is pretty much going to return on another $4 million on an option, but he's not what he used to be. James Harden is an unrestricted free agent, and let's be real. Who the hell is going to add James Harden? He's likely going to stay in Los Angeles with the Clippers. And then, if you want to call this guy the key to it all, the bigger issue is what the hell is going on with Paul George? Paul George has an option to stick around with the Clippers, to sign an extension, or just be a free agent. Go wherever the hell he wants. He also has the option of re-signing with the Clippers and then asking to be traded wherever. And we've heard so many rumors about where Paul George could fit. Could Paul George fit in Orlando? Could Paul George go to Philadelphia and team up with Tyrese Maxey and Joel Embiid? These are the options. Paul George, this past season, he actually played basketball. Dare I say, Paul George played in 74 games. This is most basketball games he's played in, it feels like 5 to 6 years. He averaged 23 points a game, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. Paul George is a damn good shooter. I don't think he gets credit for it. 41% from deep. You want to tell me he wouldn't fit in with the Philadelphia 76ers? He'd do a whole lot better than Tobias Harris. Sheesh. But Paul George is from Palmdale. That's the desert, by the way, of Los Angeles. People say he's from L.A. No, that man is from the desert. I've been out there. Trust me, it's the desert. And he decided to go back to L.A. or Los Angeles, in Los Angeles County, to be closer to home, to play with Kawhi. Is he all of a sudden going to want to jump all the way to the East Coast? I don't know. Maybe he's comfortable in L.A. with the Clippers. I know one thing is for certain. Paul George, on his own podcast, Podcast P, he was very complimentary of Joel Embiid. Listen to the high praise that he had for this guy. You tell me if you agree with him.
Joel Embiid, how do you stop or slow down a dude this big, man?
You can't stop him. He's too big. He's agile. He can shoot. He can step out from the three-point line. He's just a big body. He's our generation and our version of Shaq. There's nobody we can put on Shaq.
Right, right.
Bro, there's nobody you can put on Joel. You put a big on him, he's going to go around him. You put a small on him, he's going to punish him. He plays the big spot how big is supposed to play.
He got a nice step back.
He got it all. He doing the Euro. Like, what big man got the Euro down?
He's funny, too.
And he's funny.
Yeah, he's hitter.
I'm a big fan of Joel, man. We got a good relationship. Every All-Star, we chop it up. We got to get the big fit. We need a bigger seat.
That's your buddy. Call him up.
No. That's terrible. That's terrible. That he's our generation's Shaq? No. Come on. If I was Shaquille O'Neal, I'd have to make a call to Paul George. I get it. Joel Embiid is the biggest, most physically imposing player in the NBA today. He is. And Paul George is correct. He can post you up. He got a Euro step. He can knock down a three. He's big as hell. He can do it all. He's physically imposing. But I still think that does a disservice to what Shaq was. Joel Embiid. Yeah, you don't have one guy you can throw at him. It's insulting to Shaq to even insinuate such a thing. This is our generation. Don't even say that. Don't even say that. Because if Shaquille O'Neal was playing today, he would eat that man alive and he would actually show you what physically imposing is. All right? Shaquille O'Neal was a brute. And he wasn't just a brute. I'm talking about in his Laker days, he was a brute with footwork and touch. Was Shaq out there crossing people up? No, you didn't want him to. You didn't need him to. He dominated down low. The NBA was different. Young Shaq could certainly keep up with Joel Embiid on the exterior, on out towards the three-point line. But the facts are, you can throw flowers to Joel Embiid, but just don't put Shaq in there. And even saying our generation, no, it's not an equivalent. If Joel Embiid was this era's Shaq, Joel Embiid wouldn't need to be poked and prodded to destroy people. It's taking him time to get there. He'd be eating everybody alive, and he can barely be out there on the court. But when it comes to this guy, what he does, is he going to go to Philly to play with him? I don't know. Depends on what the Clippers want to do. I'll tell you this much. I think Paul George is going to stick it out with the Clippers. I think the Clippers are just going to, quote-unquote, run it back. And even in a season where they're just good, the Clippers are just never going to be good enough to rock with the Lakers. This is similar to what we heard Josh Hart say earlier in the show about the Brooklyn Nets and the Knicks. Mikal Bridges basically went from the outhouse. He's inside now. He's in a high rise. He went from the toilet room, from the most spacious place in the entire building. And so Paul George can stay at home in Los Angeles with his family. But what's he winning with Kawhi? Nothing. These guys are on borrowed time. Paul George is 34. Let's keep in mind, years ago, Paul George broke his leg in Team USA at an exhibition game. We didn't know if Paul George was ever going to come back and play basketball. And Kawhi Leonard, do we need to talk about his legs? I don't think Kawhi Leonard can make it through a whole season. He almost got there, and then he got to the playoffs, and it was just his body said, no thanks. Paul George stayed with the Clippers, let the Clippers move into the new arena, and just keep it moving. Nothing positive coming out of Los Angeles. Nothing. Maybe for the Lakers, Bronny gets drafted tomorrow, but that'll be about it. It sucks for him. Bam Adebayo, you're speaking of rumors. That is not a rumor. Congratulations to Bam. Bam Adebayo of the Miami Heat picks himself up a new contract extension. He will not be going anywhere. 3 years, $166 million to stick around in Miami. A three-time All-Star, three-time All-Defensive Player, always a candidate for Defensive Player of the Year. He's going to be sticking around in Miami. This is a rumor. Think it's probably fact. His partner, also oft-injured Jimmy Butler. I don't think he is. Whatever team Jimmy Butler ends up on, for his sake or their sake, the team's sake, I hope it's a rental. Because God knows Jimmy Butler probably isn't going to be healthy enough to play as well. Got some big money NBA players who are getting old. Can't even play. Sign me up for some guys that actually can. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. The NBA draft is minutes away. We're minutes away from finding out who the Atlanta Hawks will end up selecting at number one overall. What we're going to do is take a break. On the other side of the break, not only am I going to fill you in on what takes place in the NBA draft, or at least the most important guys in the draft, it's Wednesday. I'm going to give you a top six list. And on this top six list, I'm going to share with you some of the biggest busts that we've ever had or seen in the NBA. If you're getting drafted in the league tonight or tomorrow, You don't want to be on this list in the future. You don't. We're going to take a break when we come back. A new top six list. NBA draft busts. Who have been the worst of the worst? I'll fill you in on the other side. It's NBA draft night. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.